Mexican government, 29 killed, 35 injured in operation to arrest El Chapo's son. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on January 6, 2023. Sinaloa cartel gunmen spread terror throughout their state in a violent response to the Mexican army's arrest of Ovidio El Ratón Guzmán López, son of jailed kingpin Joaquín El Chapo Guzmán. New information released during the Friday news conference held by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador revealed that after the arrest, a convoy of 25 armored SUVs clashed with National Guardsmen who were providing support to the army. The fighting spread to other locations, including three homes, which ultimately left seven soldiers dead and nine more injured. Government forces used Black Hawk helicopters to provide air support. A las 2 o'clock inicio el operativo de ETSED NAMX contra un objetivo prioritario en el poblado de Jesús María en Sinaloa. Se utilizó un helicóptero Black Hawk Artillado at Amagant Mexed Imagen underscore MX at Excelsior hashtag Excelsior Informa pic.twitter.com/chi-tmi9z, ICA. Raúl Flores Martínez, et soy Raúl Flores, January 5, 2023. After the arrest, military forces moved Ovidio Guzmán by air to Mexico City to place him into the custody of the Federal Attorney General's office. Ovidio is being held at the Altiplano prison, the same facility where his father escaped via tunnel in 2014. Ovidio Guzmán is the same drug lord who was ordered released by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in 2019 after his allies resorted to similar terror tactics. Hours after the arrest Thursday, Sinaloa cartel gunmen shot at a commercial airliner and a military airplane in the Culiacán airport to keep authorities from moving Ovidio. Cell phone videos shared on social media showed the convoys of gunmen setting up blockades around Culiacán. Supuesto video de responsables de un narcobloqueo en hashtag Culiacán hashtag Sinaloa para abater al ejército mexicano pic.twitter.com/mwxqz5f2at. VM Noticias, at VM Noticias MX, January 5, 2023. Hours after the arrest, Sinaloa cartel blockades were set statewide. An army colonel and three of his men moving from the neighboring state of Nayarit to provide support died during an ambush in Esquinapa, Animal Politico reported. Another video showed a group of young teens with AK-47s claiming to be ready to go to war on behalf of the cartel. Hashtag Sinaloa. Entrada de San Miguel Tepatitlan, 17 kilómetros al norte de Los Mochis, se registra un bloqueo en la carretera con varios vehículos de carga, uno de los incendiado. Más información en https://riados.mxpic.twitter.com/7mesb0cqk. Riados, at Riados underscore MX, January 5, 2023. While the number of injured or killed gunmen remains unknown, videos shared on social media captured the moment when gunmen stormed local hospitals looking for medical personnel to help their wounded. A las 2 o'clock inicio el operativo de ETSED NAMX contra un objetivo prioritario en el poblado de Jesús María en Sinaloa. Se utilizó un helicóptero Black Hawk Artillado at Amagant Mexed Imagen underscore MX at Excelsior hashtag Excelsior Informa pic.twitter.com/chi-tmi9z, ICA. Raúl Flores Martínez, et soy Raúl Flores, January 5, 2023. Due to the severity of the blockades and sporadic confrontations, Sinaloa Public Safety Chief Cristobal Castaneda asked the public to stay indoors while the government closed all offices. Locals did not take to the streets until Friday morning when residents of Culiacán slowly began to leave their homes. Se siguen presentando bloqueos, nueve en Culiacán. Tres en Mochis y seis en la zona sur, se sigue invitando a la ciudadanía para que no esté en la calle Secretario de Seguridad Pública se Sinaloa hashtag video hashtag Culiacán pic.twitter.com/anmlnhstcgn. Stephanie Palacios, at Novalik, January 5, 2023. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.